Doesn't boot properly. That's a donate to Paul computer.
Okay.
So
it's all
a yes.
I'm gonna put it over here as opposed to the hat.
That's right. Thank you. That's where that would go. Man, I just can't get this to turn on. I'm trying to get the monitor to turn on and it won't turn on, so I can't. All right, there we go. There we go. Hooray. Got it to work. Only 10 minutes, but 10 minutes before it's all over. That's a save thing. That's a Taylor Swift
thing.
Yeah. All right, let's get connected. Oh. Oops, was already connected. I just couldn't hear myself. That's embarrassing. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Well, it's been a few days, so sorry I haven't been around. The heat was getting to me, and then the heat was getting to my phone. So, a bit of a challenge. It's probably me, Publius. My audio settings on my phone were dry. Oh, what is going on? Yeah, the audio settings on my phone are acting up. I believe that my device is probably damaged from sitting out in the 100 degree heat all the time. I'm not sure. But anyone, shout outs. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is July 8th, 2024. It's 1923 UTC. So we got a whole magical 7 minutes together today. But we've got some news, some death and destruction. The big news, there's a hurricane hitting the coast, or that hit the coast of Texas, where my family lives. So my parents came by to stay. So my mom's still here. My dad headed back home to check out the destruction, and then he may be back. We don't know. He forgot his pills here, so he'll probably be back. Anyway, that was Storm Beryl. Of course, in Mozambique, at least 4 people are dead following a storm called Filippo. That's March 13th. 1,000 homes in Cape Town were destroyed by storms yesterday. In Cape Town, South Africa, They were destroyed by gale force winds, displacing around 4,000 people. So pretty wild. I am in a different room, Quentin. Welcome, welcome. Sorry about that. Yeah, it's a little bit crazy today. Everything's all over the place. But, you know, that's such is life. I promise I'm not a robot. I am not an AI. I thought about making an AI voice for myself, and then I could just type up a script to say. But I feel like that's maybe a project for another day. Anyway, besides the 1,000 homes being destroyed in Cape Town, a 2-year-old toddler has killed himself. Oh, no. How did the toddler kill himself? Well, he was left alone in a Walmart parking lot while his parents were shopping for fireworks. I didn't know you could buy fireworks in a Walmart parking lot. Well, anyway, a Georgia toddler has died after accidentally shooting himself in a Walmart parking lot as his parents were shopping just feet away. The 2-year-old was left alone in the car on July 3rd while his parents were buying fireworks. Witnesses told police the parents heard the gunshot and ran back to their car where they found the boy had shot himself in the chest. The child was rushed to the hospital in Douglas, Georgia, and later transferred to a trauma center in Jacksonville, Florida, where he died on Saturday. Douglas police chief said investigators are trying to figure out how the toddler got a hold of a gun. Authorities are continuing their investigation to determine the exact circumstances around the incident. So, man, no shortage of death or destruction. Quite a problem. Quite a pain. Shout-outs to Ratsu and QuintinX1, Publius, and Claudio M. Thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. So we got fireworks from there. A pastor, someone who you usually think of as a man of peace, is accused of attacking his wife because she was upgraded to first class, leaving him in coach. An elderly evangelical pastor is facing federal charges for assaulting his wife on an airplane because she was upgraded to first class and he didn't. It occurred on July 2nd aboard Alaska Airlines Flight 275 from Seattle, Washington to Anchorage, Alaska, after Rondon Allen Holmberg, 75, verbally abused his spouse and flipped her the bird in front of a cabin of horrified travelers. The couple were traveling to Alaska from their home in Virginia for a meeting, quote, related to their ministry. So, saying, of course, that's how you can get tax write-off later. Anyway, it's all a grift. Holmberg doesn't have an attorney listed in records and is due to make his initial appearance in Anchorage Federal Court on Monday. So, we'll see what happens with that. Tobe is shocked there's no children's union. Quentin pointing out two-year-olds don't have agency. They don't even have full control of their limbs. Solid parenting. How many pounds to pull a trigger? I don't know. One of the things that's wild is some types of guns, they're pretty much ready to go. Like once they're loaded, it's like they're ready to go as soon as possible. So you could drop it and it could go off. Especially older, cheaper guns. Pretty bummer. Thrig pointing out well-regulated militia. That's why that's what we're doing. We need our well-regulated militia of two-year-olds. In the Russian war, at least 31 were killed in missile strikes overnight in Ukraine. And in our friends in Palestine have been killed by the peace-loving, fun-loving neighbors to the south, the Israelis. Let's see. I think it was 40 dead. At least 40 people over the past day, says the health ministry. The Israeli army issued a new evacuation order for the Gaza city, including the temples and the remaining neighborhoods. So, anyway, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Is about what's going on. It's 1928 UTC. Stick around in 2 minutes for the Dubious Goals Committee. Show that there's every goddamn day right here on Anon Radio. That is right, Anon Radio.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. Oh, shout out to BB, who wants you to know the IDF is the most moral military force in the world. Thank you, Publius. Be sure you include the trademark on there. Let's keep on a rolling. So let's talk about nuclear real quick. Australia's energy crunch is prompting a heated debate on going nuclear. Australia's opposition leader has proposed building the country's first nuclear plant, but many are unconvinced. It's actually a big exporter of nuclear material, so it's kind of neat that they don't have nuclear power. The ITER, or the ITER fusion reactor, is not set to resume operation until 2034, and full fusion power is not expected until 2040, according to a new timeline that was released. And in New Mexico, Holtec is calling for the U.S. Supreme Court to reinstate its nuclear license. So lots of nuclear news on the fronts for us. So stick around for that. I'll talk about it more tomorrow. But hey, you know what else? To the